Welcome to the Anime and Chill Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Anime and Chill Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Before we get into that, we're going to be talking about Aggretsuko. So Blue, what did you think about the opening and ending music for the show?
Aggretsuko's, opening and stuff like that was very simple. But I did like how they did the little bit before it led into the song and stuff. No one would expect like a heavy metal song for that kind of, the way it looks.
It's so epic and just weird. What did you think of the characters of the show?
I liked the characters. They were very simple on the outside, but then you realize that they have a little bit more going on to them and things. I think my favorite was probably Haida, because he has a really nice fashion sense.
Haida's the one that's the one that likes Retsuko, right?
The hyena, yeah.
He's a hyena? Oh my god.
I think so. That's what he looks like, based off my vast knowledge of Lion King. Tadano was pretty cool, too. The donkey.
Oh, yeah. For me, I think it's all lighthearted, right? The show's really lighthearted, but they got a lot going on.
Aggretsuko is lighthearted, but then it gets...
It starts off lighthearted, right? It's really chill, but at the same time, you feel for this little panda, this little panda that looks like a fox. You really feel for her because
it's so relatable.
Yeah, her job just sucks. So what did you think about the animation for the show?
The animation isn't something I'm particularly used to, but I really liked it. It was simple. It fit the tone of the show and, it touched everything all the bases I had to cover, and I had no real problems with it. It was very interesting and, compared to, most shows I watch, so.
Yeah, for me, it's a lot different, as you said, from a lot of shows, and it's just, it's so, cute, you know what I mean? Just, these little animals just, chilling, and I don't know. It has a very interesting art style, especially whenever Retsuko goes... whatever that mode is where she turns into the punk metal thing. It's so freaking funny to just look at. For the soundtrack, the way it's punk metal, whatever the hell that is, it just fits so well with the show, weirdly enough. Whenever they just randomly do it, you know what I mean? So what was an episode that you really liked of the show?
I think again, you haven't watched it, but season, episode 9 and 10 of season 3. Because it went into a direction I did not expect it, and there was a character that gave both me and my friend huge chills, and also it's the first time I've ever heard the word simp be used in an anime. So
are you serious?
And by a character that I could see in my nightmares.
Was he saying simp, actually simp, or was it
he was doing this ranting thing, very in the situation it was really creepy and stuff, and he was calling a bunch of people simps is basically, but it was just a small little mention while yelling, not yelling, but in calm rant that made it even creepier, but then I don't know, it's hard to describe. I don't want to spoil it for you, but
okay, yeah,
it just creeped us out in the situation, but I had to go back and re-listen to it because I didn't I thought I heard simp, but I didn't believe it until the second time.
Was it in the dub or sub?
The dub, because
oh my god. That's crazy.
I don't know if it was in the sub yet. I have to go back and watch the subtitles for that, though. Though I think the word simp has been around since 1980s, so.
Does it mean the same thing that it means nowadays?
Basically, it means simpleton, and it kind of evolved. A little bit into a little bit more of an insult than it was, because before it meant just a soft person who was kind to women, and now it's more of a derogatory term, but yeah
now it's taken on a whole new meaning.
I want to see a video of someone doing the history of simp.
That would be a good video. Oh my god,
I'd watch it
honestly. For me, for a favorite episode, I honestly can't really pick one. I haven't seen season three yet, so there's a lot. Well, I've seen like three episodes of season three, right? But I haven't finished it, of course. So there's a lot of episodes I need to watch. But honestly, the whole show is just like, I binge the show, right? So it's just like fun to just, I can't really pick one in particular, but they just all go together so well. And it's just like so chill to watch. I don't know how to explain it. It's just one of those shows for me that you can just throw on and like, it's like funny, but yet has, I guess, a decent amount of story, even though there's really not that much going on, but at the same time there is.
Yeah.
Season three is a lot different though. Like there's instantly craziness going on, right?
Season three follows a fluid plot, unlike like the first season did, and then season two kind of did.
So speaking about like the story and plot, what do you think about it? Especially like for season three. What do you think?
When it started getting to like the whole romance stuff and developing, and I normally don't enjoy that stuff, but I started enjoying it a lot more, and I don't know, it was just very intriguing. Like it felt like The Office a little bit, but like anime and Hello Kitty had a child. Like The Office and Hello Kitty had a child, basically.
That's literally what a grad school is. Holy hell.
That's, I don't know, so but like we just got so like stuck into like the story and everything like that. Like me and my friend didn't stop watching it until we heard the ice cream truck, but that's another story. But it was good.
Because, like, as you said, like, with the romance thing that was going on, I think it was, like, in season two, like, she meets this, like, isn't it, like, a donkey or, like, a horse thing?
Donkey,
what is that thing?
Tadano.
I actually like that dude, and I just like Retsuko, you know? I want Retsuko to be with somebody or something, like, as weird as that sounds.
I mean, I think they portray, like, relationships very realistically in it, because as perfect of a person as Tadano was, they're and like how much they would have gone together if their like futures lined up right, like it shows, like, you know, in real life, like if your plans for the future don't line up that well, it's likely not gonna work out. And I don't know, I feel like they handle stuff very, very realistically compared to other stuff I've seen.
Yeah, especially for a show that's about a little panda like working in an office, you know, like that's like, what? It's just such a ridiculous concept, but yet surprisingly works out. Like I don't know what it is, but it's just a great all-around show in my opinion. I mean, of course there's no action or nothing like that, like don't watch it for that.
I liked it wasn't like anything like so hype that like good plot or anything like that, but it was good. Like I like the.
I just think it was a good time, like compared to many other shows. It was just like fun to just like watch, and it's funny. It's you root for Retsuko, you really do.
Yeah, because in certain parts you can see yourself in the shoes of different characters, and they give you like the sides of certain people and stuff. Like there was like a couple of occasions where I sympathized with the boss, like which I didn't expect.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, I still hate him, weird. But...
Oh, yeah, he's... No, that dude's a piece of crap, but still, the show does a good job of, like, the characters are actually a really big part of the show.
Favorite scenes or moments? The only scene or moment that I'm going to remember for, like, ever is when Haida is drunk, is being lugged to Amai's house, and he sees his girlfriend saying, "The graphics are great." It was the best line in the entire show, and I was dying.
What the hell was that? My man was so drunk. He really thought he was, like, in VR? Like, what the heck?
But, like, just imagine seeing someone's girlfriend and saying the graphics are great.
That part was crazy, not gonna lie. But, I mean, I guess that's pretty much our thoughts on the show. If you're into, you know, these, it's kind of slice of lifey. Honestly, I think the pacing is really good with the show for what it is, right?
Yeah.
It's funny. It's really not, I wouldn't really even call it a slice of life, but I could see how someone could say that, I guess. But yeah, I definitely recommend this one if you want like a chill, funny show to watch. Ogretsuko is definitely worth a watch, I'd say.
Yeah.
All right, so moving on, we're going to be talking about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. We watched part one and part two. I believe the hype. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? I feel like it can get better, and I think it will. But for right now, I'm really liking what I'm seeing.
So part one, back when I first watched the first episode, I didn't really like it that much. When I first only watched the first episode, I zoned out a bit, I wasn't into it. But then I watched the rest of it, and then it got better progressively in that one part. And then part two just was a slap in the face of, this is pretty dope, man.
The first part, I liked it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's clearly not the best thing about the show. Like, it clearly gets way better, way, way, way better. I think anyone who's seen a lot of the JoJo, who's seen all of the show, can definitely say part one's not the strongest.
I've seen stuff saying that part one and two aren't the greatest. And I get part one. But if part two is not as as good, I'm excited for the next two parts.
Because honestly, because part two's dope.
It was so good. Joseph Joestar is definitely the better of the two so far.
Yeah, it's not even really because the first Joestar, JoJo. I mean, he's just your basic guy.
I think he's the leeway into the start of it. He was a little bit bland, but not quite.
I mean, yeah, but. He kind of had to be, because, I mean, he has to be, that super proper, admirable type guy. And then he dies, and it's oh, crap, So, kind of makes sense, since there's so many bloodlines that keep going on. These people are, Joseph's gonna die once they, I don't know if he died. I don't really know what happens, but, there's so many other JoJos, apparently. I don't even know. It's weird, but it's actually really cool, because it's really refreshing whenever, after part two, right? The next set of characters are coming in. So it's always kind of changing, which is a good thing, can be a bad thing. Personally, I think it's pretty different from a lot of shows. So yeah, pretty happy to see where it goes. What did you think about the opening and ending music for the show?
Both of the openings were amazing.
Honestly.
I prefer the visuals for the second opening and the song for the first. But I can watch both of them every single time I watch an episode.
I swear. It was just so hype. The opening, the music was good. And then, the CGI type thing. It looked kind of weird, but at the same time, it just made sense for JoJo's. It just made sense to see that. I don't know how to explain it. It just looked really cool. And then the ending, for me, that was it.
The song for the ending was great. Roundabout is a great song, and I didn't realize the whole "to be continued" thing was from JoJo's.
When I first watched it, the first episode a while ago, and that happened, and I saw the "to be continued," I'm like, "That's where that's from."
I was sitting there, show? I thought that was from I don't know, Criminal Minds or something.
because the ending music for the show is just so unique. I've never heard an anime ending like that.
I think it's American, just so good. Too.
That's what I was thinking, because it sounds like one of those bands, just some band.
I forgot the guy's name, but it's I don't know. I looked up the song later, but I've definitely heard the song before, but I just didn't realize.
Yeah, I swear, that whenever that comes on, I usually skip endings, especially because usually they're not that great most of the time. Sometimes they just chill, whatever, and you're just all right, let me get to the next episode. But this one, I actually would sit through it, and it would just be so good.
They had a lot of American song stuff references in it too, AC/DC.
There was an AC/DC reference, really?
One of the guys' name is AC/DC. It's spelled different, but it's a reference to him. And then Cars, I think, is a reference to the band The Cars. I don't know about the other guy, but
that's so strange, but interesting at the same time.
Yeah, you can definitely tell he's fan of American music.
Music, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he has to be, right? What did you think about the characters of the show for part one and two?
The characters were great. Joseph Joestar, definitely number one.
Hell yes.
Probably then Caesar and Speedwagon. Dio, as much as I didn't, he was a prick. He was extra and very, I don't know, I liked him as not as a person, but as a character.
Right.
like, I don't know. I think he was decently written, though he's a little weird and animal abuse is not right.
Yeah, definitely not.
But yeah, the characters, like, I think were pretty well written. And again, Joseph Joestar.
Bro, Joseph. Like, for me, Joseph's definitely the best character of the first two parts. It's pretty... I just couldn't see anyone else. You know, he's definitely the best character.
Like, so far, like, I'm probably, after watching and finishing JoJo's, I don't know if it's ongoing. I think it is, actually. Because... But I'm probably going to rank them, and hopefully Joseph stays near the top, because...
I'm sure he will. He's probably one of the better JoJo's, to be honest.
Yeah, he was just, like, he was smart, but also...
cocky, and he's, like, fine. Like, yeah. Yeah. Did you watch the show dubbed or subbed?
I watched it subbed.
That's probably the way to watch it, but I was watching it dubbed. And the dub's pretty good. I know... I've heard, like, you need to watch it subbed. Like, what did you think about the sub, honestly?
The sub was really good. I didn't really I didn't listen to the dub or anything, but the sub, I really liked the sub.
Yeah, I definitely should watch some of it subbed, because from what I heard, it's just, like, so good. It's just, like, sometimes when I'm watching, like, a show, it's, like, I just want to chill. But for me, the characters would be, like, of course, Joseph, and then... I don't know. I kind of like Dio, bro. Like, Dio's kind of cool. Except, like, of course he's evil, but in terms of, like,
character
and just, like, how he's written and just, like, how he conducts himself, like, I mean, he's kind of dope. Except, I mean, clearly he's terrible, but, like, he killed the damn dog. Like, bro, the dog? Why did you have to do the dog like that?
That was a line, man.
I was just like, no. Not the pooch. Come on now.
I thought Caesar and Dio were the same person when, like, Caesar was introduced. I thought that was Dio for, like, a hot minute.
They kind of look similar, to be honest. But I like Caesar, too, as well. Like, he was actually a really good character.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the way my man went out was... Yeah.
Dude, I cried.
Honestly, like, it was getting me, and I'm like, bro, is JoJo's, like, making me tear up?
I don't normally, like, cry even after, like, it took, when I was watching One Piece, it took a good, like, quite a few episodes for me to tear up.
Yeah. That was a good moment. Like, just well written, just everybody was feeling it. I don't know, what's that lady's name?
That's Lisa. Their teacher.
Yeah, she was trying to keep herself together, but then, you know, it's just sad to really, like, think about.
Yeah.
But the way he went out was, he's a legend for grabbing the antidote thing from that dude's lip.
Like, why'd they do Caesar like that, man?
I don't know, honestly. One of those funny, in the dub, the dude that voices Caesar is, like, Kirito from Sword Art Online, so, like, I was just like, oh my god,
it's Kirito. That's also the one that voices Aaron Yeager, right?
Yep.
I forgot his name, but he also voices like, a bunch
of characters. Voices a lot of people in a lot of shows. It's crazy for dubs. What did you think about the animation?
I liked the animation. Like, it was really good. I loved the changing of the colors, and the fight scenes are pretty dope.
When I first watched the show, I actually didn't like it, to be honest. But as, like, like, when I first watched the show, I hadn't watched that many anime, to be honest. And, like, now that I've seen a lot of anime, I kind of know what to expect when watching anime in terms of animation. I can really respect JoJo's Bizarre Adventures animation. Like, it's just so different. It has style. Like, it just genuinely has style, and it makes sense. Like, it's just another reason why it's so popular, to be honest.
Like, damn, I didn't know someone could have that many abs.
They go wild with, like, the bodies of, like, man, like, look at Joseph's body. Like,
I'm not complaining, but no. I hear in, like, I think it's part 8 or whatever of the manga, for some reason they aren't as muscly. And, you know, that's going to be a letdown, because I'm going to get so used to it.
Honestly, because, like, they are ripped. Like, it's insane how ripped they look. And, yeah, it is just weird. What did you think about the soundtrack?
I liked the soundtrack a lot. It fit the scenes, and you know, I think most of them had like a really nice rhythm to them. I didn't pay too much attention to it, but like there were some songs in there that like I was just like vibing to.
Yeah, same. I think they did a great job with like finding the right sequences to match with. Like it just all matched really well together. The soundtrack with everything. What did you think about like the your favorite episode? Like what was that episode that was just like, yes, this is the one?
I'm not entirely sure if I had like a specific favorite one, but you know, again, season 2 episode 10 11, like anything that can make me feel emotions, you know, they have something going for them.
I think the one that I think the one that got me was that one. Is that the one where, you know, Caesar?
Yeah,
that one for me, because the fight was pretty good. My man Caesar,
he gave it up, man. I was not expecting it.
I didn't think he would die. Like, I really didn't. I mean, I know characters, of course, are going to be popping in and out of the show, but I just didn't expect that. And
I was like, he could be the next Speedwagon. I don't know.
Yeah. Rest in peace to that man, to be honest. Goodness.
Like, I like when that happened, I walked out of my room and I was like, screw the Zeppelis.
Oh my god. What did you think about like the story of part 1 and 2?
The plot's really interesting, like with the mask in part 1. It was okay, but when it came to part 2, I was really hyped to see how the fights would turn out with like the pillar men and everything like that.
Yeah.
And with Joseph with his like, you know, life on the line.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting the way like these dudes, like these what are they called? The hormone killers, basically. That's how I see them. These just hormone killers just show up, and then Joseph gets this thing wrapped around his heart or something, and it was crazy. And then he has to training arc, not really, but kind of. And then I haven't seen them fight yet, so I don't know what happens, but boy, am I hyped to see my man Joseph do something to that, you know.
Like, when you get to the ending of part 2, just let me know and just get to talk about it, because the ending bit is like, I was like feeling a lot of stuff there.
Really? Yeah. God, please I just don't want my man to die. Please just don't kill my man. Oh, God. But I bet that scene's going to be so hype. Like there's going to be so much action and just goodness. That's going to be so lit, to be honest. But yeah, I think like part 1 story was pretty good. It's the introduction to the show, which, I mean, I really like to judge shows off the introductions, right? But some shows, you kind of got to let them breathe. Like, look at something like One Piece. Like, you gotta, that crap like, evolves and changes so much, I bet.
Yeah, One Piece had like a little bit of a rough patch for like the first 20 episodes, but then like 21 or something or that around there just kicked off and, you know, picked up. There was definitely like bad parts and stuff, but you know, you can definitely get turned off by like the first bit, and that's why introductions are important. But when it, but after a while, if there is like some really good moments, it's probably, it's a smart idea to go through it, like wait out the good water if there's like good stuff, like good water.
Just give it a shot, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta see. You can't necessarily judge everything off like the first few episodes, which you can, and I don't blame you if you do, but at the same time, you never know. Like it could get way better for you.
Yeah, and then you'd be missing out on.
Yeah. And if like if you're thinking about watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure and the first part really ain't doing it for you, but honestly, I kind of liked it. I thought it was pretty good. It's not bad. I wouldn't say it was bad. I think it was maybe average, pretty average. But then the second part definitely picks up, I'd say. Especially my man Joseph, like this, that one scene, bro. This is like my favorite scene from it. He's in like this shop, right? Joseph, and then this dude shows up. And my man just pulls out.
Oh, that scene.
I was like, what the hell? He just pulled out the strap.
I was not expecting that at all.
Like, I was like, this this is JoJo's. Like, peak JoJo's content. Like, oh my god.
Where was he hiding the, like, freaking machine gun?
He just whipped it out and murdered this man.
Like,
holy hell.
I just whipped out a Tommy gun and just like, brrr.
That was my favorite scene. Did you have like a favorite scene for the show?
What did you think? I don't have a particular favorite. There was a lot of like funny and great moments. Like,
yes. So
Joseph Joestar is just on another level of, I don't know what's going on, but I love it.
Honestly, that man's a legend, to be honest. And like, the show just has so many like funny moments, and it's just so different from a lot of other anime. And that's why I think it's so popular. That's why I'm enjoying it. It's just really different. Action's great. Animation's different and just interesting to watch, especially the way these action sequences play out. I never thought I'd be a JoJo fan, but damn.
Joseph's like character development throughout it as well is.
Oh yeah, because the way like that Caesar's death like really affects this man. I haven't seen the episode after that. I don't think. Oh wait, what episode am I on? I can't even remember. But I want to see how that affects him and how he takes that, like how he really takes that into battle. You know what I mean? So such a good show.
Rewatching the ending of the second opening hits different after that, though.
If you're thinking about watching JoJo's, honestly, I'd say go for it. You never know. You might really like it. You might not like it, but I think the show does enough different from a lot of other anime that it's just so unique. And if you want like this, if you want action, bro, the show's got action. Thankfully, it has that action. So I definitely recommend it.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, it's so much better than I thought it was gonna be.
Same, because like I was hyped to get into it because, I mean, the JoJo fandom is just, I don't know what it is, but it's huge, and it's like the people that really love it, they love it. Like, it's crazy.
Like, after watch, like, you know, catching up on JoJo's, if I don't have like a 10 pack, I'm gonna be disappointed.
Oh my god. That's disturbing. But yeah, definitely recommend the show. And for next episode of Anime and Chill, we're going to be watching JoJo's Part 3 as well. So yeah, stay tuned for that. And we're also going to be watching BNA, which is, I don't know, it's like kind of like a Gretzko, like with these animals, except it's not really like a Gretzko. It's, I don't know what it is.
It's
some furry stuff.
I've only seen like one or two pictures of it. Still have no clue what it's about.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. I think it's about like these animals.
I think
it's so weird. I don't know.
I've seen it, but
it's kind of interesting.
I've seen something like where there's like some sort of human form, but I don't think so.
No, I think there's like a human form or something.
Maybe. I don't
know.
Like
these animals.
I was watching an art channel or whatever, and they were drawing like two versions of a, like in the Beast or BNA style. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there a little confused because I was like, wait, isn't it all about animals? And I don't know. So, yeah. But.
So that's definitely going to be something that's interesting. And we're going to be giving you guys our thoughts on that. So stay tuned for that. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Anime and Chill. We love you. And we're out.
Bye.